The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
You've done it, Bristol Bay. We're pretty sure that someone somewhere out there today hauled in the 2 billionth commercially caught salmon. Fishing's on everywhere, and Port Moeller says more sockeye are on their way. It's July 6th. This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. I'm Molly Dishner. Tonight, we hear more about that 2 billionth fish.
We sat out at 2:15 this afternoon, and I gotta tell you, I witnessed the 2 billionth fish hit my net. It was a glorious sight.
And Westside biologist Tim Sands says the Togiak Tower is counting, and he's hoping to see what's in the river soon, too.
We'll try and get up in the air and look and see what we can see in the river. It's a pretty long lag time between the fishery and the tower. We kind of figure 7 to 10 day lag time. Being able to fly the river and get a look at that gives us really good additional information.
Those stories after a run through the numbers. Grab a pen. Your historic total. By the time yesterday's catches were all accounted for, the Bristol Bay commercial catch for all time numbered 1,999,073,578 salmon. Bristol Bay's run this year is 12.3 million, about a quarter of the way to the forecast. Yesterday's catch was 1.1 million, season total 8.6. Another 560,000 fish counted as escapement, and 3.2 million for all rivers counting so far this season. Now, Tuesday's catch and escapement by district. Ugashik, 246,000 fish caught Tuesday, season total 1.1 million. Escapement, 33,000, season total 193,000. Igigik, 304,000 fish caught Tuesday, season total 2.5 million. Escapement, 94,000, season total 750,000. Naknek Quijack Tuesday's catch was 191,000 fish, so far this season 1.3 million. Escapements for the Naknek, 34,000 counted yesterday, season total 598,000. 232,000 counted at the Quijack Tower, total 577,000. And at the Nooshigak, 382,000 caught Tuesday, bringing the season total to 3.4 million. The Nooshigak Sonar counted 2,200 kings yesterday, season total 112,000. 50,000 reds counted there, season total 452,000. The Wood River Tower counted 98,000 fish Tuesday, season total 622,000. Igushik, 19,600 yesterday, season total 53,166. Togiak, 25,000 fish caught Tuesday, season total 90,000. 534 fish counted, season total 1,668. Now to the boat counts. Ugashik, 263 permits on 204 boats. Igigik, 357 permits on 284 boats. Naknek Quijack, 618 permits on 503 boats, going up to 640 permits on 516 boats after the wait. Nooshigak, 396 permits on 304 boats. Togiak, 42 permits, 42 boats. And we made it. That's the Bristol Bay run summary. Port Moeller was weathered out today, but we have two stock composition estimates to read you tonight. First, for the fish caught at Port Moeller on July 1st and 2nd. Both of those days, pretty good daily indexes there. Here's where those fish were headed. Igigik, 33.7%, Wood River, 19%, Ugashik, 13%, Naknek, 12%, Quijack, 8.6%, North Alaska Peninsula, 6.2%, Nooshigak, 3.5%, Alaganak, 2.2%, Igushik, 1.2%, Togiak and Kuskokwim, 0%. And then, for July 3rd and 4th, genetic samples indicate a slightly different composition. Here's where those fish looked like they were going. Ugashik, 27.4%, Igigik, 24.1%, Naknek, 11.7%, Wood, 9.7%, Quijack, 9.6%, Nooshigak, 7.3%, North Alaska Peninsula, 7.2%, Alaganak, 1.4%, Igushik, 1.3%, and Kuskokwim and Togiak are back in the game, with 0.3% and 0.1% respectively. Okay, those are the numbers. This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report, back in a moment.
Hi, Bob King here for the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Bristol Bay fishermen have made strides in salmon quality over the years. The next step? Chill the entire catch. Many fishermen are already. Some processors require it. Chilling systems can be expensive, but chilled fish are worth more. Got questions? Third-party financial and technical assistance is available. Call 439-3566. Our future is chilling. For the Bristol Bay RSDA, I'm Bob King. Good luck and good fishing.
When yesterday's catches were all counted, we were less than a million fish from hitting a total historic catch of 2 billion. So who caught that 2 billionth fish? No one really knows for sure, but several of you called in today to tell us about the one in your net.
This is Gary Isaacson, the captain and owner of the Heidi of Norway, fishing in Nishigag Bay, Dillingham, Alaska. So what we did is at 12 noon this afternoon, we hand-delivered our 2 billion fish pond Bristol Bay over to the Cornelia Marie.
I'm very marvelous. I'm at the bottom of this blue. I really have just caught the 2 billion fish at Bristol Bay. There was a beautiful king salmon, the cream of the crop, and we took it home. We eat it this winter.
Michael Moran down at Hickok Beach. And we sat out at 2:15 this afternoon, and I got to tell you, I witnessed the 2 billionth fish hit my net. It was a glorious sight. It was a sockeye. It was a vigorous sockeye, and it wanted to go upriver so badly. It hit when we first stepped out. It was running on the beach. Net barely hit the water. This fish stood on its tail, just trying to get through the web as we the net out into the water. It was vigorously fighting to get through. I'll be picking it a little later, and it will be delivered to Hickok Fisheries.
Hi, my name is Ina. I hope I caught the 2 billionth fish I'm fishing at Hickok Beach.
Hi, my name is Andrew Wills. We're on the fishing vessel Mary Louise Nigigik, fishing close to the south line, and I believe we just caught the 2 billionth salmon, sockeye, and a lively crew, and we're after it. I'm working on 3 billion right now. I gotta set the net.
Not so fast. One watchdog, or should we say joker, stopped by the office to say we might have it all wrong.
Good afternoon. Norman Van Vactor with Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation. Molly, I guess we've all heard that Tim Sands and some other folks are estimating that today might be the day that the 2 billionth commercially caught sockeye salmon might potentially be landed in Bristol Bay. And we've engaged some supercomputers to run some new calculations. And we don't believe that today's the day. We think it's imminent within the next, two or three days, possibly.
What was that all about? Sounds like someone's scheming. We'll keep an eye on it, and we'll keep you updated. Whether or not you caught the historic fish, we want to hear from you. Tell us what's happening in the fishing grounds. Send an email to fish@kdlg.org, dave@kdlg.org, or molly@kdlg.org, or give us a call, 842-5281. Togiak is the smallest of the Bay's fishing districts and the last run to pop. Today, we checked in with Westside Area Manager Tim Sands on the ramp up there. The Togiak Tower started counting earlier this month through a partnership between Fish and Game and several other groups that stepped up after the state cut funding.
So far, so good. You know, the escapement's a little bit slow right now, but that's not unusual. The harvest there looks like it's about average, maybe a little bit better than average. So I'm happy with where we're at right now. We'll probably check things out later this week if the weather permits, fly over there and see what we can see in the river.
Sands says that when the run is late to the other bay districts, it's also usually late in Togiak. Although the department doesn't count kings there anymore, Sands says they still paid some attention to that run.
Once we hit July, we're more focused on sockeye. I've talked to Jason here and asked what reports he was getting from sport fish folks over in Togiak, since we don't really have any escapement monitoring for kings over there. And he said that the reports he had were that fishing for kings was good. So that's one of the better indicators we can get.
Sands also weighed in on how things are looking in the Nooshigak district.
We're over the lower end on the Nooshigak, so that means we will not open up the Wood River Special Harvest Area to protect Nooshigak sockeye because we're already within the escapement goal range on Nooshigak sockeye.
The Wood River Special Harvest Area could open under other scenarios at some point, just not to protect those Nooshigak reds. Sand says the Wood River should also hit the lower end of its escapement goal range soon.
Port Moeller indicates a lot more fish coming everywhere in the bay, but certainly some to the Nooshigak district. I hope to continue to provide lots of fishing opportunity here and bring the escapements in somewhere in the mid to upper end of the escapement goal range.
Fish Report, back in a moment.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible in part by Naknek Family Fisheries, 246-FISH, or on the web at naknekfish.com.
Lots of folks on the home front sending well wishes out tonight. A message from Gloria to Herman Nelson on the fishing vessel Francis Annette. Happy birthday yesterday. Hope you and your crew are having a good season so far. And to William on that same boat, your girls can't wait to see you. That's from Gloria. To the fishermen Weston and Asher Reiner on the Chrissy May, Mom writes, hello to you all. I'm missing you terribly. I hope you had a wonderful 22nd birthday out there in Bristol Bay. I can't wait to see you. Love, Mom. From Jenny to the fishing vessel Intimidator. I would like to let Glenn Gustafson on the fishing vessel Intimidator and his son Grant on the fishing vessel Berserker know that everything is going well at home and Jenny is missing them very much. If you have a letter from home, email fish@kdlg.org or give us a call, 842-5281. In other fish news, Oregon, Washington, Idaho have the okay from the feds to kill some sea lions that are eating endangered salmon and steelhead near the Bonneville Dam. The animals ate nearly 10,000 adult spring Chinook last year, according to NOAA, reportedly more than 3% of returning adult fish at the dam. The world's largest producer of farmed fish wants to start making them inside a cargo ship instead of the sea. Bloomberg News reports that Marine Harvest ASA has come up with that idea to get around ocean farming rules that are meant to prevent sea lice outbreaks. And for the first time ever, scientists say they've seen the eel-like ghost fish under the Pacific. It's transparent, has no scales, and was found in the Marianas Trench. In sports news, Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson has tied the knot. He married singer Sierra at a 19th century castle in Liverpool, England. This year, the Summer Olympics will include 10 refugees who will form the new Refugee Olympic Team. They're originally from Syria, South Sudan, Ethiopia, and the Democratic Republic of Congo, and will compete in swimming, running, and judo. All were chosen by the International Olympic Committee. And a little baseball for this sunny day. Today, Reds beat Cubs, Orioles took Dodgers, Nationals beat Brewers, Mets beat Marlins, Phillies topped Braves, and Tigers beat the Indians. Mariners facing the Astros today, they were down by early evening. That's just about it for tonight's show. The marine weather forecast for Bristol Bay, west wind 20 knots, seas at 6 feet tonight. Tomorrow, west wind 20 knots, seas at 5 feet, patchy fog. And from Port Hyden to Cape Sarachef tonight, west wind 20 knots, diminishing to 10, west of Port Hyden after midnight, seas at 5 feet. Tomorrow, variable wind 10 knots, becoming southwest 15 in the afternoon. From Port Hyden east, west wind 15 knots, seas at 4 feet. Catch our replays at 10 and 2 and find our shows archived online. I'm Molly Dishner. Keep in touch. We'll see you back here for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report was made possible in part by the Bristol Bay Fisheries Association, advocating for fishermen. More information at bristolbayfishermen.org.